guys, Coach, I need a blow. I need a blow. Coach, I need a blow.
You guys want...
Gino, I need a blow.
You guys want to know what else I want to talk about, or you want me to shut up for a while?
I want you to blow me. Fuck the corporate world, bitch.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Music to Swear By. This is the podcast where I, Tony, invite neighbors somewhere in my neighborhood to listen to music containing profanity. Hey, we're in a house tonight. Neighbor Dave, say hi.
Hello.
Neighbor Paul, say hi.
Hello.
We are in a motherfucking house tonight.
It's so nice.
It feels good.
Why are we here?
I was going to say, Dave, you want to tell the story of why we're in a house tonight?
Because once a year, the ladies in our neighborhood go out on the town, call it Girls Night Out.
Every single lady.
And they stay in a hotel, they go out to dinner, they go to some spa shit, they go dance with some fucking boy toys, and then...
Dude, last year they ended up with fucking, not Adrian Peterson.
Oh yeah, Bernard Berrien.
Yeah, they ended up with Bernard Berrien. He asked him to get into his fucking limo. Okay, anyways, so they go out, they leave the houses empty.
Yes.
We then squat in-house. Like, seriously, Dave, yes. I can't believe you had a key to your own place.
I prefer the fort.
I don't need to shiver the whole time.
Yeah, that was pretty cold last podcast that got deleted. Got corrupted, right?
And that's a perfect segue. We got to talk about the last podcast that got deleted because, hey, people, we're sorry to let you down on New Year's Eve, but we had a New Year's podcast in the can and it got corrupted by a faulty laptop, I think.
We hope that's why.
We need to get an Apple Macintosh computer in that fort. I'm partial to Apple Macintosh.
Fuck Apple.
So anyways, the story is tonight... We had to trash the last podcast. This is spur of the moment, but I feel better prepared for this podcast than I did for the one where we... What did we do during that podcast? We played music from 2010.
And drank a lot.
Which was good. But I feel better prepared for this podcast because we all brought music we just fucking love.
Yes.
As opposed to music that we felt should be on a podcast.
Right, about 2010.
Correct.
The only
thing that came out good in 2010... was Prince singing the Purple Yoda from Minnesota. And that didn't even have profanity in it, so we couldn't play it.
Should we tell what songs we were going to play that are not on the podcast?
No. There's a reason that thing corrupted it. The reason is because we played music we didn't love.
Now, did we record that in 2011, or was that was like December 28th or something like that, 2010?
No, that was fucking like the first. That was the 1st of January.
Fuck, because isn't that supposed to be an omen of what's to come for the year?
Oh, we're a fuck.
Fuck. Or is that what's exactly happening at midnight when it strikes?
You guys want to know what else I want to talk about, or you want me to shut up for a while?
I want you to blow me.
All right, so we got an email.
Yeah?
We got contact.
Are you serious?
Yes, and I don't think this is from somebody we actually know, but I kind of think it is from somebody we actually know.
No, wait. We have seven...
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
But last we talked about, I don't know if this is on the deleted cast, we have 778 fans. Or
right.
At least 778 computers that have made contact with our computer.
Right. Like 65% of them are from a fucking bot in Russia that just downloads our podcast randomly, but whatever. So, no, we got this email.
Bot is named Boris, bitch.
Boris loves our podcast. So this comes in reference to us playing the Insane Clown Posse two times in a row.
On Merry Fucking Christmas Cast?
We played it on the Merry
Fucking... Two times in a row?
Two in the Merry Crusty Christmas Past. This podcast not sponsored by Dick Hyper Cherry Kirsch, which got me completely...
Dick Hyper?
Dick Hyper. No, it's a German word. So yeah, Dick Hyper.
All right.
I've been hitting the dick... My wife bought this. Lovely wife Becca bought this. In order to do fondue with. And it's cherry flavored, it's hard, and it's 90 proof.
Okay.
You mix it with a Diet Coke.
What do you do? What kind of fondue do you fucking make with that?
Crickets. You fucking, I know.
Crickets.
Awesome
crickets.
Fondue.
Right, totally awesome fondue.
Kick your ass fondue.
All right, so anyways.
Speaking of the Insane Clown Posse, last night I was watching television and I was watching a comedian who said he went to the lowest point in his career last year because he had to play a... Oh, okay, this is horrible.
No, keep going. Start it over.
Start again.
Because I love ripping the Insane Clown Posse.
Start again, David.
Okay, so I was watching Comedy Central. There was a comedian on
who
said...
2 years ago.
Last year was the
worst. I flew to Southern Illinois to perform in the woods. Why? Because I had to perform at the Insane Clown Posse's music festival. Now, some of you know who they are, that's good. For those of you that don't, they're the worst band ever. Ever. They're horrible. They're grown men that dress up as clowns, and then they rap about being clowns. Anyway, I need the money, though. I gotta do the gig, right? So, my manager, at the time... he says, go to the woods, your contact will meet you there and bring you in. Like I'm going into Vietnam to find General Kurtz and his cult or something, right? So, anyway, I get there, my contact's waiting for me. It's a 40-year-old man dressed as a clown, okay? That was my point, man, in case something happened and I need to go to somebody for advice or cover or protection. And let me tell you how he brought me to the stage. In a van that had no seats in it. In a van that had no seats in it. You know how terrifying it is to climb into the back of a seatless van in the middle of the goddamn woods, nonetheless? It only means one thing. Prepare to be raped by a clown. That's all it means. That's all it means.
Who right. are a complete group of mental idiots anyway.
That's what he said. He said he's on stage and the whole crowd is like dressed like clowns because they're juggalos. Juggalos. And awesome. Apparently there was some chick battering him or, you know, fucking pissing him off. And he finally said, listen, bitch, shut up. And the whole crowd just started
went mental.
Family. Family, family, family.
They are complete. Okay, now, that's a good segue. Let me get back to this email from what I believe is a juggalo, because this is from Cater, and it says, WTF, and that's how I can tell this is a whippersnapper, somebody who is sub 30 or maybe even a fucking teenager, although if teenagers listen to this, you're literally... WTF is your... Actually, I'm too drunk to read this. Paul, read that top line for me.
Oh, God, I got another... group of people I have to convince I can read. Let's see.
Read loud.
All right. What the fuck is your obsession with Insane Clown Posse? The song you played, Boogie Woogie Woo, and it's about a boogeyman who hides under your bed and shanks you and has nothing to do with Christmas. Brought back a lot of memories from middle school, though.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
That's
right. Oh, no.
That's the email.
Okay, now give me my notes back.
All right.
So... that's why I'm saying, obviously, if this brings back memories from middle school, we're dealing with a whippersnapper.
Yes. Cater, seek professional help.
Right. So the other thing then is, she's right. I actually went back to, because you were in, Dave, you were in desperation mode. We had the contest going on and on the last podcast for the best Christmas song with profanity. But, and yeah. Dave was backpedaling, just searching YouTube for ICP and...
it was from the Nightmare Before Christmas.
No, was just some stoner put that song. I had to back her up when she fucking said
Kate
this.
Kate is onto it, yeah.
And if you actually read the description of the YouTube post that you pulled that up on, it says, ICP's Boogie Woogie Woo... put to Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas. It's just a fucking coincidence.
So should we just fess up to Kate that we were fucking stoned and drunk?
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're sorry, Kate. It's Cater, right?
Cater.
It might be a dude.
Name again. We just fucking missed it.
Sorry, Cater.
Cater, get professional help, but you're absolutely right.
She is absolutely right. So the other thing I want to talk about, I've been listening to Ike Riley's podcast.
Oh, God bless
Ike Riley, ever since you introduced me to him in the Minnesota Lie podcast.
You're welcome.
Fucking pop. Okay, he's pop music, but he's fucking brilliant pop. And I don't know much about
him. Pop rock, please.
But he puts out he seems to be not in his prime right now.
I don't know if I agree, but...
He's sitting in a basement doing a podcast and where he gets very drunk.
Dude. His prime was probably making $500 a show and getting free buds.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
I mean, you know, what do you mean he's not in his prime right
now?
In
the industry, they call it dank weed.
All right. Sorry, go ahead.
What's wrong with that?
What's up with that?
What did Toby Grimes say they got? About $400 for one of their best shows?
Right. So I listen to Ike Riley's podcast, and he gets very drunk. So I want to make sure that we're drunk on every podcast we do from here on Unst Out, okay? Agreed?
Agreed.
Cheers. Gay high five?
Gay high five!
All right,
okay,
the other
but you got to make me a promise.
What?
You got to stop saying from here unst out.
Do I say that a lot?
I don't
said
know.
On the last podcast.
All right, well, we also played ICP on the last three podcasts. <That's true. laughs> So I met a guy who looked exactly like Ike Riley this week. And I said to him, you know you look exactly like Ike Riley, right? And we got into a conversation the best bass player of all time.
Did he know who Ike Riley was?
No, but the cute girl standing next to me did. So what the heck? What are you going to do?
Wow. There you go. Sweet.
Yep. So we got into a conversation. Not me and the cute girl. Me and this guy. His name was Tommy. And he was dressed better than... Tommy was dressed better than any guy I've ever seen. He told me that the best bass player of all time was this guy named... Jaco Pastorius. Have you guys ever heard of him?
No.
Who the fuck is that?
Jaco Pastorius is on the internet as the best bass player of all time. And Dave, you and I missed him in the bass cast.
That's what I'm saying. You're right. Bass players ad nauseum. I don't know who he is.
Was he entered on the internet by this girl you were talking to?
No. Okay. She didn't know who he was.
Okay.
I don't know. She may have wandered off and been hugging a bartender at that point. I don't know.
Jaco Pastorius. Pastorius. Okay.
Before we fucking play... Jaco Pastorius and Google him, because I didn't think you guys would want to go. I thought we'd save it for a future podcast. Okay. Dave, play your Uber original song, because we got to get a song in here.
All right, well, so I got a song, and I'm going to go into the way fucking back machine.
Oh, that was lame. Okay. Oh, that was so lame.
All right, this song was recorded in 1938.
Fuck. What?
By this guy named Eddie Duchin.
Oh my god, I almost choked. Really?
Did they actually use his last name or was that banned?
Spell it for me.
Duchin.
Okay, maybe Duchin, but Duchin. Okay,
Duchin.
Sounds good.
Eddie's been Duchin, okay?
All right. Eddie's been Duchin.
And this is him, not his band.
Now, this song was originally written by Louis Armstrong.
Wow.
Okay? Mm. The name of the song is called Old Man Moe's.
Okay.
Old Man Moe's. And this is... the earliest song that was in popular music that had profanity. So let's check it out.
Paul, what do you say we cue it up?
Cue it up.
Let's start it.
Well, I didn't hear a single sound and I ain't gonna do it no more. Cause I believe.
Oh, man.
Yes, I believe.
Oh, man.
I do believe.
Oh, man.
That old man Moses.
Man.
I sure believe.
Oh man.
Yes, I believe.
Oh man.
That old man Moses dead.
We believe.
He kicked the bucket.
We
yeah,
believe.
Man. Buck, buck, bucket.
We believe.
Oh, he kicked wait, the wait, bucket. Wait,
old man Moses dead.
We believe.
Oh, fuck it.
We believe.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
I love her. I love her.
That old man Moses dead.
Who is this gal?
Through a window, and I peeked in through a crack.
Patty Norman.
And I knew he wasn't sleeping.
1938.
Wow.
And it's not only just, excuse me, be damned. It's fuck, fuck, fuck it.
Yes, I found out. I sure found out. That old man Moses did. I found out.
We found out.
He kicked the bucket.
We
yeah,
found out.
Buck, buck, bucket.
We found out.
He kicked the bucket and old man Moses dead.
Yes,
we I know.
Oh,
my
we found out.
Buck, buck,
we found out.
Possibly the best song we have ever fucking played on this podcast.
That might be my favorite.
At first, I was gonna dog her,
yeah,
because in the first two choruses, she kind of slowed it down. She said, hey, fuck it.
Did she say fuck? I thought she said but fuck it.
No. There's no way that's
That would have been amazing. But
no, so in the first two choruses, she sort of subdued it just slightly. But in the fucking third one, what did she do?
She clucks like a fucking chicken.
She clucked it. What else, Dave? What else do you know about that song?
Amazing.
Okay, so these lyrics caused the record to zoom to number 2 on the Billboard charts, resulting in the sale of 170,000 copies back when 20,000 was considered a blockbuster hit.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
This shit is before Hitler.
The song was...
That's amazing. Yeah, before Hitler is a good way to qualify it.
The song was then banned after its release in Great Britain. Now, I must cop to this.
Yep.
This was not... It's not totally sold that she said, fuck it.
Oh, come on. Really?
What?
It's not. What? They say some listeners analyzing the record, and they conclude that there's no vulgarism uttered. Okay, so that there's no swear word. What they think she's saying is bucket. She kicked the bucket, bucket.
All right, now is the time to rewind that little clip you got and play it again.
Wow.
Okay, listen for the...
Wait. He kicked the bucket, yeah, man. Buck, bucket.
Wait,
he kicked the bucket and old man Moses...
Oh, my God, I think you might be right.
Wait, bucket.
No, who says bucket?
My
great-grandmammy never said a bucket.
Rewind that shit.
Bring that beat back.
Now, wait a minute. Right there where it says buck. It sounds like butt bucket. Like,
which
I can hear why you heard butt fuck it.
It's all about buckets and fucking it, isn't it?
That's definitely fuck it.
Pause it. Historians, fuck you, my man.
Bullshit. She said fuck it.
She said, oh, fuck it.
You know, Louis Armstrong was sitting there just chuckling.
Right. Oh, amazing.
Okay, and they
best song ever.
Also said that you can hear on the recording that the band members are laughing like crazy when she goes, fuck it.
Why don't you little kids get on your iPod and scroll back and listen to that again to see if you can hear the band members?
Tell them the name of the song one more time so they can doodle it.
Old Man Moe's Eddie Duchin Orchestra.
Get on your pocket computers and Google that.
Your pocket computers?
Eddie Duchin.
Eddie's Duchin.
Why the fuck does that tickle me?
All right, so we have fucking five other songs to play tonight. Do we go to fucking Jaco Pastorius or do we put it for the next podcast?
I think Jaco can wait.
Sorry, guys.
Jaco can just go fucking jack himself.
All right. Sorry, Jacko. Tommy. Hey, Tommy from the fucking 660. This is not going to happen tonight, all right? So, Paul, what did you bring us tonight?
I brought a couple ditties by a woman named Karen O. And Karen O.
I like your last name.
The big O. What's the name of the lovely woman who we just sang who said butt fuck it? Patty. All right, we'll just call her Patty.
Patricia.
All right. Patty. So, Patty...
Patricia Norman
is someone that Karen O should freaking get down her hands and knees and should genuflect towards, okay?
Excellent.
Yes. So, Karen O is the lead singer of the Yeah. Have you heard of the Yeah?
I have heard of the Yeah.
Heard of the Yeah, Dave?
I have heard.
Okay, Yeah are from New York City, and she's a Korean-born, kind of funky-looking, odd gal who is...
An odd looking gal.
She's odd look. She's been called by Spin Magazine a sex goddess. And some pictures I look at her on Doodle, sometimes I look at her and I say, my God, she's gorgeous. And other times I look at it and say, she looks like a fucking total schmuck,
That's
art faggot.
And I don't mean to sidetrack you, but PJ Harvey has that affliction.
Yes.
And also the lead singer from Garbage. I don't know what her
Shirley
name
is. Shirley Manson.
Shirley Manson has that affliction too.
I agree.
I also suffer from that affliction.
Yes.
Okay.
Not knowing if a chick is hot or not.
Please move on.
Okay. So
does Peaches.
Yeah. Peaches, interesting because Karen O, Peaches, and Johnny Knoxville will come up in a moment. So Yeah are an avant-garde punk rock garage punk blah, blah, blah band from New York City. They got 3 albums. And I got a song here from their second album. This is Way Out from Show Your Bones. Go ahead, Show Your Bones.
He said 2006. Bones.
And the lyrics, I'll try to read them quickly. Lies and love, lies, love. Bed wetting son of the great heat. It's all over me. It's all under me. The face ain't making what the mouth needs. Wonder more, want more than we did before. Try the new teas. Well, quiet you. Get over me. The shit is running and it runs deep. I'm way out, way out. When you mean it, it's on the inside. You still can't get to me. Fits around me so tight. No-oh. Fits around me. I'm way out, way out. When you mean it, it's on the outside. Inside. You can still get to me. If you fucking, if you put that on the show. She has become so fucking famous the past 10 years because she has crazy ass fucking outfits. Not that I give a shit, but she's always credited for crazy ass outfits. And Spin Magazine has called her a sex goddess. She's been on like top 10 sexiest gals, chick rock gals.
Lady Gaga's better looking than this chick. Okay. Here we go. Lady Gaga's got it all going on. Okay. Over her.
All right. I want to be fair. Holy shit! I show this picture. I can't. I'm at askmen.com galleries. Karen O pictures. So this is New York City avant-garde punk bullshit, right?
Right.
So this is the example of it. She's wearing like some fucking silver birds fucking mask or something, right? She looks absolutely retarded. Here she's got some. How do you even describe that? Some Vulcan silver Star Trek
Kiss.
Outfit?
It's with the Kiss concert outfit.
Yeah. Christmas tinsel yes. or something.
Yeah, it's Kiss with Christmas tinsel.
Yes.
Say that 10 times fast. Kiss with Christmas tinsel. So, you know, of all the pictures you've showed us, was that her?
No, unfortunately. Oh, this is the most recent thing I could find of her looking like a normal human being here. This is Zimbio.com pictures. Just of her recently.
She's a fucking dog, dude.
I would use a dog. She's average. She's a fine looking woman with an amazing personality in terms of the rock and roll scene. And she's I've never seen the Yayas in concert, but apparently they say she's similar to Shirley Manson of Garbage and Blondie.
Right.
Of that she totally captures everyone's attention on stage.
Right. She's intense enough where even though she's not hot.
Yes.
Even though she's not hot, like as Dave would say, she's a fucking dog. Can't believe you said that on his podcast.
No, come on. But, no, what it is,
it's some sort of itis. We need to come up with a name for it. But it's some sort of itis where you're not extremely attractive. You're not even normally attractive. You're slightly subpar. but yet you're so fucking intense and talented that people will overlook it in a Michael Vick, everybody loves a winner sort of fashion.
Right. The AskMen.com shit that I was looking at, they have some rating scale, and the reason she's rated as one of the hottest women, 75% of the men or the humans that voted for this said because of her wild side.
It's all about attitude. It's why fucking Mick Jagger is thought of as sexy.
Exactly. He's not
that guy's
Brad
got a
Pitt
fucking horse mouth. I mean, he's not a good looking dude.
Right.
So we need to move this on. Why are you infatuated with these fuckers?
So the other shit I wanted to say about Karen O is she has gained the reputation of being, as neighbor Ed called her, a fickle mistress. Ooh. She's apparently dated Spike Jonze, the film director. A few other people I can't think of off the top of my mind, but she moved from New York City to L.A.
So she's made the rounds.
Yeah,
like
she's
Spike
made the rounds.
Spike Jonze of...
Spike Jonze, Where
Buddy
the Wild...
Holly, Weezer Buddy Holly, and he also
directed the movie Where the Wild Things Are.
Right, and he also did Sabotage by the Beastie Boys.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah, he's
the shit.
She's become pretty big deal.
He did the video Sabotage?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, has been nominated for Grammy Award twice. They toured with the White Stripes, with John Spencer Blues Explosion. I mean, they are big shit, but she has become bigger than the band.
She has Fergie-itis.
You got it,
okay.
Baby.
I got to use my term.
You got
Fergie-itis.
It.
Yes. That's the thing. She's gotten bigger than the band.
Yes.
She's semi-hot. Let's break her out. Which never happened with Shirley Manson, did it?
Now, Paul, this brings another topic to my mind. Do you remember the Sneaker Pimps?
Yeah.
And they had an album called Becoming X.
Yeah.
Hot chick who sang all this sultry shit.
Right, like 1998 or something.
They released that album and then they kicked that girl out of the band
because
she was getting bigger than the band.
Wow.
And now the band is nothing.
Just a couple more things about them, and I want to wrap up with one song. So I thought if we could tonight, we don't have to play the entire song we just played, just the part with the swear, right? And I want people listening to just get a flavor of the yeah in case they're interested. But I also want people to understand that this chick has become so popular. She's doing all sorts of shit now. One thing you've heard of probably is the movie I mentioned, the Where the Wild Things Are, right? The Maurice Sendak movie, right? That Spike Jonze directed. Karen O did the entire soundtrack.
On her own, entirely.
Okay. She wrote every song for the whole soundtrack, then she commissioned a bunch of indie rock musicians and even a chorus of kids.
First onset of Fergie-itis right there.
Yes, she did the whole thing herself.
So how has Fergie-itis set in whole hog? What else has she done?
She just sang a song with Johnny Knoxville. With Johnny Knoxville, but on the Jackass 3D soundtrack. She's, from what I can tell, it sounds like she at least knows Johnny Knoxville, maybe friends with. But
so she's approaching B level.
Yes, okay. Yes. And a lot of people.
Now, you've seen the movie more than once.
Yes.
So do you think you'll recognize a song when you hear it?
Let's play a song. This is one.
All I can look at is Steve-O's penis.
Is a song you're going to play, is that from the Jackass 3D?
Yeah, this is from the Jackass 3D soundtrack, and it's called If You're Gonna Be Dumb, You Better Be Tough.
Okay.
And it's her singing a country song.
Wow.
Cue it up.
This was played during the credits.
I believe it.
Going out?
Yes.
I've seen the movie like 20 times.
If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. When you get knocked down, you gotta get back up. I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know enough to know. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. I lit my brain with rot gut whiskey. Till my pain was chicken fried. And I had dudes with badges frisk me.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Teach me how to swallow pride.
I love when dudes with badges frisk me.
I took advice no fool would take. I got some habits I can't shake. I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know enough to know. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. When you get knocked down, you gotta get back up. That's the way it is in life and love.
Dave and Tony have had to leave the podcast temporarily due to a flatulence issue that came out of Tony's ass.
I've been up and down and down and out.
Tony consumed some homemade squash soup made by neighbor Dave's wife last night, and it has led to him having a very loose sphincter all day.
On the short and for too long. If the A gave medals for honky tonk fucking wars, I'd keep mine in a chest of drawers. With my IRS bills and divorce papers and all that stuff. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough.
Nice song.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So,
oops. Not again. What? Oh, let's go on to the next one. Should I close it? Can I close that tab now?
Yep.
All right, can I go now?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
All right. So, I've been feeling guilty lately because I haven't played music that I love on the podcast. I've been playing stuff like the Dead Kennedys because it fit in with the format of the podcast. But tonight, I'm going back to music I love. Minneapolis's local Twin Tone band.
Yes.
You want to talk fucking Twin Tone?
Yes.
Twin Tone could pick fucking music back in the day. And I'll get to that later.
What is Twin Tone?
Twin Tone Records in Minneapolis, Minnesota on fucking whatever. Where is it?
I don't know where it is.
Like 36th and Nicollet or
It's a record label?
It's a record label. This is the record label that broke the Replacements.
Yes.
Twin Tone fucking released the first four Replacements albums. The fucking one. Okay, if you guys want to get into albums that you must own, Sorry Ma, Forgot to Take Out the Trash by the Replacements. The Replacements' first studio album is a must own by everybody.
Dude, that is a great idea for a fucking show. Albums that you must own.
Good call.
And we should like put it out to the listeners and say, hey, send in your suggestions and we will do that. We will do that show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Albums that you must own, but you have to send in your suggestions, motherfuckers.
Please contact us.
At,
so no, but okay.
At.
Please contact us at musictoswearby@gmail.com.
Sweet.
I'm going to play a snippet from The Replacements. Dave, cue up The Replacements. Sorry, Ma, forgot to take out the trash. We have Hanging Downtown.
Cue it up.
It's about the everything is swell.
Mary, I love your brother.
All right, that's enough.
Woo!
That's enough.
No, did you see where it flew off?
No, it's your one.
Here it is, here it is.
It probably went up Uranus.
Yeah, under no circumstances can you fuck David.
During a replacement song.
All right. Thanks for the qualification.
But we got the profanity, right?
If hell counts.
Which you're right. We have a hell, about. Which is debatable, but we have a hell from right, the replacements. Right.
Now, do you want to play more so we can have more?
No. That song is done. Because we're running short on time, and I need to get my second song in. Oh, my God. I'm so tired from fucking David on the couch. But no, so to me, that song is...
batteries flying soon.
That is a quintessential twin tone song right there.
Yes.
So Twin Tone also released God's Favorite Band in 1994. They had done a couple of tapes and then local Minneapolis again.
Yep.
God's Favorite Band, 1994. Fucking awesome. 1-2 fuck you song. Down to the filter.
Holy shit. It's Motley Crue.
No.
That's selling Molly Crew, you're right.
Yes. Late. One more night I'm sitting in this filthy bar. Chances are we will be going far. You were the best thing in my life.
Most of Molly Crew stuff sucked, but the Wild Side song is a kick-ass song.
It is. Pushing hard in the wilds about to give. We're tired of growing.
Fights, fatal strikes, rely on the wild side. No escape, murder rate, do time on the wild side.
No more drinking, no more lies to be told. You look in the mirror and your act is getting old. Oh, God, Deli says I'm toast. When hell's around, it's a hostess with the most. Guys, hear the quintessential rock and roll beat right here?
Yeah.
It hasn't broken once.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Right,
one,
right.
Two.
They obviously studied Motley Crue. It's great. Plug him on the crew, bitch.
Whatever. Okay. I don't have my musical history perspective in place. All right. But fuck off. All right. This is 1994 they're doing this shit.
94. So
what are you comparing it to with Motley Crue?
About 6 years earlier. It took them 6 years to study Motley Crue.
Oh.
What year does that Motley Crue song
come
out?
I think Motley Crue's probably 88.
How close does it sound? Okay, I admit you sung the lyrics to me and they sounded remotely close.
Yeah. No, I thought the whole vibe in the beginning was very Motley Crue-ish.
Get the Motley Crue.
Go ahead.
I love this.
Get on Wild Side. I didn't hear that. They didn't slow it down to like half tempo and say, gang fights, fatal strikes, we lie on the wild side. They didn't
down
do
to
that.
The filter.
Yeah, they didn't do that. So that's okay. But I mean, I think the inspiration sounds largely.
Right. Neighbor Dave has got on the Fort Trinitron. Motley Crue Wild Side. Oh, it hurts!
Crank it up! Crank it up! This is so much better.
Wait a minute.
Oh my god. Give it a minute or so. It's driving. Lyrics are good. Hollywood Dream Team.
No, we only need the beginning. Oh. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's
the
lyrics
play the, come through. Oh, this is good.
Okay.
Right here. This part. This part sounds like it.
This shit was fucking
I've actually heard this song.
This was rocking back in the day.
Okay, right. So I will admit, even though I haven't heard anything from 1987, I've heard that song. But come on, at least they changed the tempo in God's Favorite Band, right? They put it at a... Was that a rock and roll song?
What, this one?
Yeah,
Motley Crue,
the
yes.
Motley Crue, was that rock and roll?
Absolutely.
Why?
Why? It had a driving sound like God's Favorite Band.
Did that... Okay, it was a driving beat.
Yes.
Boom, chick, boo, boom, chick, boom, chick, boom, chick.
Now, Paul said that Motley Crue version was better. I disagree. God's Favorite Band, that stuff kicked ass over the fucking Motley Crue.
I think Motley Crue
only
was
because
far
the God's Favorite
but they
Band.
Had a, this is like round two of the same.
If
song
you took
almost.
The lyrics out of it, if you took the lyrics out of it and you just played the guitar,
one was a love song. God's Favorite Band was a love song.
Oh, really? What, to God?
No, right. To fucking Susie was her
Don
name.
Don Mikowski,
you
the Green
Packers,
1989. You had a great game.
You whippersnappers, go back and listen to that.
Take your pocket
iPods.
Computers and fucking doodle that shit.
Yeah, scroll back. That was a song to Susie, who fucked the neighbor's wife.
What? Now you
there
got my
you
attention.
Go.
Now you got my attention.
Right,
what?
Right.
What?
So, but,
God's
but
Favorite Band? God likes songs about fucking a neighbor's wife?
You know, neighbor...
I don't know about that, Anthony.
Neighbor Brent teased me about this song in episode 2, so
really?
Hey, come on.
All right.
Do I look serious as a heart attack?
No, the reason God's Favorite Band kicks Motley Crue's ass is because it drives faster.
They did it at the tempo.
They're
bullshit.
Going one, two, one, two.
Bullshit.
And Motley Crue's going one.
They
boom.
Did it at the tempo of a fucking train. Motley Crue is the fucking the tempo of Meg White or the one-armed drummer from
I
Def Leppard.
I disagree.
Listen again.
That's God's Favorite Band.
God's Favorite Band.
Wait till it gets past the intro.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
One, two, fuck you. Now play me some Motley Crue.
All right, stop. From the beginning. No, go for it.
Oh, let me wake up from bed.
Much better guitar playing.
Let me just get up from my nap
Much
right now.
Much better guitar playing.
Let's talk about the beat. One, two, screw you. One, two, you're antsy pants. One, two, screw you.
The other
this
song.
This doesn't say one, two, fuck you.
If you remember, they made this song at just the right pace for strippers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, I will give you that.
Yeah.
Amen. Just like Girls, Girls, Girls and all the other
yes.
shit, half of Motley Crue's yes. music is made for strippers. Girls, girls, girls. Lick the pool. All right, let's take this fucking thing out, right? That's my rock and roll, getting back to what I love, music.
I love the Replacements. I'm so on God's Favorite Band.
All right, and I'll agree that I never recognize the ripoff in that music. That Motley Crue thing does sting just a little bit. We're way over time on this shit.
We're
so
good at that.
What do we got to take us out, guys? Who's Paul, you played two. I played two.
I played
Dave,
two.
You always
Dave's got
won.
Something up his sleeve.
Dave,
what do you got?
Dave, where you been? You been parking the car or something or what?
I'll take us out with a song.
What kind of song is that?
Because I Got High.
Okay. That's great. So what do you know about this musical experience?
It's because I got high.
All right, so hey, thanks for listening to this shitty podcast. Stick with us through 2011, and we'll see you on the other side.
It's just going to keep getting better.
I was going to clean my room until I got high. I was going to get up and find the broom, but then I got high. La, da, my room da, da, da. Is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. La da. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
But then I got high. Ooh, I just got a new promotion, but I got high. Now I'm selling dope, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to court before I got high. Ooh, I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
La da. They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La da da. Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna pay my car note until I got high.
Say what? Say what?
I wasn't gonna gamble on the boat, but then I got high. La da. Now the tow truck's pulling away, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your pussy too, but then I got high. My entire
go,
life
go,
because I got
go,
high.
Go.
I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what?
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
Present tense.
Singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back, bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I don't know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high. Cause I'm high.
Are you really high though, man?
La da 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 la da da da.
He really is high, man.
Shoop shoop shooby doo wah.
Get jiggy with it. Skippity bee bop doo wah. Oh, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back.
Say what? Say what? Oh, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high. Because I'm high.
Hey, what a cluck at,
huh? Well, my name is Afro Man, and I'm from East Palmdale.
East Palmdale.
And all the tumbleweed I be smoking is bomb as hay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Excellent delivery.
I don't believe in Hitler. That's what I said.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So all of you
skins,
please give me more head.
Afro motherfucker, M-A-N.
M-A-N. A-E-I-O-U.
A-E-I-O-U.
And sometimes W. We ain't gonna sell none of these motherfucking albums, cuz.
Let's go back to Marshall Durbin and hang some more chickens, cuz. Fuck it.
Fuck the corporate world, biatch!
All right, who needs a beer? You got
my
a beer. You got a beer.
Not
you got a beer?
Me, man.
You got a beer?
I got a beer.
You got to get a burley.
I have a beer?
I need a beer.
Give me another beer.
You want another beer?
Give me another beer.
Bring that beer back.